pray together. Creator and sovereign God, while songs of our nation's birth stir our hearts, remind us to celebrate above all the gifts of freedom and life that you have given to us. And help us, as your church in this place, to be truly open to all of your children and to pray for the coming of the day when all shall be one in him who has broken down all the walls that now divide us, Jesus the Christ. Heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning's scripture lesson comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free? Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me, because there is no place in you for my word. I declare what I have seen in the Father's presence. As for you, you should do what you have heard from the Father." May God bless the reading, hearing, and application of God's holy word. Let's pray together this morning. Lord, these words of Jesus are comforting and challenging, as many of his words are recorded in Scripture. But Lord, we seek to be free people, and we know at times we are bound by things we may not say, that we might think of ourselves as being enslaved, but yet we find that do not feel as free as we wish we were. But Lord, we know that through Jesus Christ, our ultimate freedom comes. Lord, we pray that this day, in these moments together, our hearts and minds may be open to receive a word from you that will help us in our daily living. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen. The 5 weeks between Memorial Day and Independence Day in this country is frequently filled with patriotic music and events. And it's a time when we focus on our nation's birth, our flag, and those who have defended the freedoms that we enjoy. Patrick Henry, one of our nation's founding fathers, is credited with several memorable quotes, one of which is "life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." During our nation's Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln spoke at the dedication of the Soldiers' National Cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, recalling our nation's birth when he said, "4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal." Our nation celebrates Independence Day, the anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain. Moldonians have the honor of claiming a document that's credited as being a precursor to the nation's Declaration of Independence, a paper entitled "Instructions of the Inhabitants of Malden, Massachusetts, to Their Representatives in Congress." In this, the voting citizens of Malden renounce the colony's ties to the Kingdom of Great Britain and set forth their wish to become an independent American republic. This was submitted about 5.5 weeks prior to the signing of the National Declaration. How fortunate we are. Some of us may have experienced the loss of some of our freedoms during our lifetime. Liberty never looks so sweet as it does when we do not possess it. Our nation was formed on the concepts of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our founding fathers came from a religiously repressive environment. These were men of different religious outlooks, but they had a burning desire to live where they were, as free to worship God as they saw fit. Many of our most important documents are framed around their love of God. The Pledge of Allegiance to our flag includes the words, "One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." Note these words, "one nation under God." It doesn't say above God or beside God, but under God. Our nation's Constitution promises the separation of church and state. Our founding fathers wanted that. What a can of worms that concept has become in the last 50 years. Every day in the courts around this nation, there is a case somewhere concerning the issue of separation of church and state. Many of you may recall starting your elementary school days with reciting the 23rd Psalm or praying the Lord's Prayer or some other religious verses that you read or other prayers that you said. You also recited the Pledge of Allegiance, an example of church and state coming together in school. The irony in all of this is that our founders were not concerned about God being in the state. They firmly implanted him there by the wording of our greatest and most loved documents. What they did want was the state to not stick its nose into their religion. They had left religious repression behind. They wanted religious freedom. They wanted one nation under God. Seems that any time we humans are left to our own devices long enough, things begin to go sour. So what is the appropriate way to celebrate Independence Day? By getting drunk? By firing fireworks and guns? Gorging ourselves on barbecued, you fill in the blank? I propose an alternative. Why don't we celebrate the independence of our one nation by staying under God? Every one of us wants freedoms. We don't want to be put under God. We don't want to be under anything. From the time we are toddlers, we want more and more freedoms. We want to be in charge of ourselves. And we can, as long as our personal freedom is under God. And even better than that, when we are free in Christ, no one can enslave us any longer. Nothing can rule over us. We can be imprisoned, but we can be as happy as we choose wherever we are. Our spirits cannot be fined. We have the freedom of Christ. Jesus said, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Never has there been a more true and comforting statement. When Christ has freed us, there's no force in this world that can take that away from us. No one can rob that freedom from us. When Christ has freed us, it is of little matter where we live or how well or how poorly we live. When Christ has freed us, the things of this world become less and less important. Why should we be depressed about bodies that are slowly getting weaker and older when there are new ones that await us? Why should we fret about money when we shall have everything we need and more in our next life? That phrase, our next life, it almost sounds like science fiction. But for the people of faith, there is nothing fictitious about it. Christ has set us free. The bindings of this life cannot hold us. The governments of this world are only temporarily in charge. We come under them as long as they are under God. Each one of us, each man, each woman, we are under God. We're undividable or indivisible, filled with liberty and justice that is available to all through the freedom of Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, "Christ has freed us so that we may enjoy the benefits of freedom. Therefore, be firm in this freedom and don't become slaves again." On our nation's birthday, let's celebrate. Celebrate freedom as we have never celebrated it before. Let's celebrate true freedom, the freedom that is ours forever through Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Lord, when we think of freedom in this country, we often think of the colors red, white, and blue. We think of patriotic songs. We see the flag. We think of our ancestors. But Lord, we have more freedom than that. Beyond our national freedoms, we have our religious freedoms, our spiritual freedom that Christ offers us. Lord, at times we do feel that we are bound or limited by our bodies, by the amount of money we have, by our circumstances. But Lord, continue to remind us that through Jesus Christ, we have freedom. Freedom to be who you created us to be and who you are preparing a place for. Lord, we thank you for that freedom. And help us to live in that freedom each day, not to be bogged down by the things of this earth, so that we can sing and be filled with joy. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our hymn of preparation for communion is I Come With Joy, number 747. We'll be singing the first three verses. Jesus is the host of the table, and as the host, Jesus invites us with these words. Do you love me? Do you believe that I went to the cross, paying the price for your sins, freeing you for all eternity? And if we're able to say, yes, Lord, I believe, Jesus says, come, eat and drink with me. You do not need to be a member of this local congregation in order to receive the elements today, for Christ invites all believers to the table. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity of gathering to worship together today, to focus on our freedoms, not only our national freedoms, but our spiritual freedoms as well. And Lord, in these moments, we know that Christ paid an ultimate price for us, for our sins. In these moments, we confess to you in silence those sins that we are aware of committing and pray for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our confessions. We pray now that you would forgive us of our sins. Cleanse our hearts, purify us, prepare us now to eat and drink with you. Amen. On that night in the upper room when Jesus was sharing what was going to be his last supper, his last meal with his disciples, it was a
Seder meal, the Passover meal, celebrating and commemorating the liberation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. And Jesus took elements of that meal and gave them new meanings for his believers and followers. Jesus took bread from the table, and after giving thanks to God for the bread, began breaking it and telling his disciples, "This bread represents my body that is broken for each of you. Whenever you eat it, remember me." Ministering in his name, we share with you the broken bread. Represents a new covenant, a new agreement between God and humans that's sealed with my blood. As often as you drink it, remember me. Ministering in his name, we share with you the cup.
Thank you.
blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed on the cross, that we might have life, life abundant, life eternal. Let us drink in memory of him. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you allowed your body to be broken, your blood to be shed, that you gave up your freedoms, that we might have eternal life and eternal freedom. Lord, we thank you for this time of being able to worship together. We thank you for this time of having the elements again to remind us of the sacrifice that you have paid for us. Lord, help us to live lives that demonstrate our gratitude and our sincere thanks. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Christ, the servant of all. Amen.